Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for being here to our next session in the Sensual Touch series. And this time we're focusing on worry, transforming worry into its healthy role. Worry is meant to provide clarity. It's meant to provide clarity. So as we settle in for today's session, I'll invite you to make your way to a nice, quiet, cozy place, perhaps a place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for our time together. And beginning here, perhaps by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive. To reconnect. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into supports. And as you drop into that cushion below you, the support that's here for you in this moment, if any part of that feels pleasant or even at the very least neutral, feel free to take a moment to savor that. And as you settle in here to savoring, feel free to take a moment to scan again your body. This time, looking for something that's pleasant or neutral. It might be an area of the body or it might even be a memory. And as you settle on that, taking a moment to soak that on in, to savor it breath by breath, drinking in this nectar of nourishment. Just like that. And as you savor this, perhaps noticing the impact of this opportunity that you've slowed down to notice for yourself. And if any part of that impact is pleasant or neutral, feel free to savor that and breathe into that and just track that and see what comes, see what happens as you become even more present to nourishment. And as you drink this all in, know that this is a place that you can come back to any time when we're working together. This is a resource for you. And you can land here at any time, even when we're not working together. And if this spot isn't available, you can always run yourself through that exercise again and find what is in that moment down the road. And thank you for your attention, your mindfulness, your observance, your presence. Thank you for bringing that all to the table today. However it's shown up is perfect. And thank you for bringing all of you. And within that, all the perfections and all the things that you judge as less than that. Thank you for all of you. And thank you so very much to all that's gone in to create you. your families, those ancestral lines, your lineages. Thank you. On the deepest of bows to all that's nourished, all of those that have come before you, this very land. On the deepest of gratitude to those that have caretaken this land, that have stewarded this very land that we walk on. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loosely translated, may all beings be happy and free. And as we settle into today's session, starting off, interestingly enough, in cellular repair, no small thing for the immune system. And as we do this, it's actually not just focusing on the B cells or the T cells or a certain aspect. It's actually going quite global, working with what the immune system does, balancing acceptance and rejection in just the right dynamic balance that can be responsive to your needs in the moment. And as we support dynamic responsivity of the cellular repair, which helps to restore cells back to their fullest potential of health, bringing in alertness and awareness to the immune system so we can see what needs to happen. And as we work with this, we actually need to clean out a layer of worry energy from the immune system that's been creating unnecessary rigidity and almost like digging in the heels. Like, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to hold still and do nothing because I'm not sure. It's a bit of freeze, a bit of disorientation happening collectively there. And as we release those forms of worry or anxiety, we could definitely call them fear energy as well. We're gonna simultaneously run hydration through the immune system to support the capacity to receive joy, receive needs being met, and receive resources to be able to figure out which way to go, what to do, and how to respond to the moments. And as we increase that responsivity in these ways, simultaneously running one more cellular repair, this time on the specifically the hormone testosterone and its sites of production and action alike. So testosterone helps to give fuel to action, to activity. So without testosterone across all beings, all bodies, male, female, wherever they orient towards, we still need a base level of testosterone. Men just, male, biological males tend to make about 17 times more of it. Yeah. Okay, so as we work with that, supporting the capacity not just to have the body create it, but also to take it up and use it, to use or take action by absorbing the testosterone when and where it's needed in the moment, again, to be dynamically responsive. Bit of a theme evolving perhaps here. And as we support the cellular repair simultaneously on immune system, on testosterone alike, it's all defined, all of this work that we've done so far, by the consciousness of healthy action. It's linking into the limbs, the arms, the legs, along with that, the hands and the feet very specifically. As the hands and the feet tend to have more nerves running through them, more avenues of communication. So how is it we are to act and how is it we are to do? And using healthy communication to support that by linking in healthy nervous system flow, healthy nerve flow, specifically bringing in the flow of serotonin or the happiness chemical of our brains and our nervous systems to support taking action that brings delight, happiness, pleasure. And linking that all into the fifth house, House of Play, A Pleasure of Inner Child. As we do this, simultaneously unhooking, and this may not be a your lifetime thing, it might be in your parents or their parents, or it might be in all of the above, yours and theirs. We're releasing the active memory of being punished by having some sort of an abuse to the hands. That might have been just getting your hand slapped with another hand. It might have been, and not just, but getting your hand slapped by another hand. It may have been the impact of something stronger than that, of a belt, or I have a flash of like the strap that the principals in the days of yore used to have. And, well, actually, I think mine had one for my first 2 years of elementary school, too. I don't know if you guys had that or not. But your parents likely did. And also the energy of, like, a ruler or a paint stick, something like that shape. So as we work with that abuse of getting the hands slapped for reaching out, for taking action towards things that might bring you pleasure, releasing that energy of punishment, and along with it, the belief that pleasure is punishment. Pleasure brings punishment. Pleasure is punishment. And as we release that all, unwinding that through the hands and the feet, but more so the parts of the brain that animate those nerves through the hands and the feet, mostly in the parietal lobe of the brain. And also unhooking that consciousness of punishment through the kidney meridian so it can go all the way through the family lines. And then bringing in hydration to all the receptors of touch, all the receptors of touch in your body. And as we support the receptors of touch with this, we're also running lymphatic drainage through them to clear out any sort of old echoes or shadows of those active memories of pleasure as punishment. As we release that all the way through the sense of touch in this way, releasing it not just from the physical pieces, but also from that subtle sense of touch, where we can energetically reach out and touch somebody and feeling maybe perhaps punished at times for that as well. Enough so that the subtle sense of touch feeling at times a bit withdrawn, at times a bit tentative to go out and touch again. As we do that, supporting the unwinding of that cautiousness and the worry energy behind that seems to be stored mostly in the upper back and in the upper lobes of the lung, but more so in the back body. And this is not a great place for worry energy to be. A little harder for the lungs to deal with worry. They do better with grief. As we support this release of worry energy through here, we're also unhooking it off of the large intestine meridian and the small intestine meridian. And it's releasing the worry of, if I let this go, then I'll be in even more danger. From the intestinal meridians, as well as actually the interior lining of the intestinal tracts, small and large alike. Okay, cool. Then for those receptors of touch circulating all the basic healing resources that we work with, and also doing it for the interior lining of the intestinal tracts. And as a result of that, the gut brain itself and the nerves that innervate the intestines, which is what essentially the gut brain is. As we work with this, bringing in circulation of all those healing resources, and included in that is blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, that gunk, that waste, that low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And with that, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. And then also circulating through there, the balance of yin and yang, of masculine and feminine, and hydration, which helps those cells to absorb that water, take in that joy, and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as we do that, simultaneously releasing sadness from the very core of the body, but throughout primarily the cervical spine region, and going into the area just behind the heart through those upper thoracics to mid thoracics. As we release sadness from this core, also simultaneously unhooking it from the part of the kidney meridian that has a tendency, well, it's the whole kidney meridian that has a tendency to do this, to create weakness or collapse, but in particular in the region of that upper body and throughout the cervical and mid-thoracic spine. And as we release the sadness, so too does it release the underlying weakness throughout that meridian, which is also fueled by fear. And instead there's a replacement here of the capacity to be more upright in a way in our posture, but more so than that, finding alignment throughout this midline of your body, throughout again that cervical spine, mid-thoracic, all the way down to the mid-thoracics, or the middle of your rib cage, or the back of your heart for ease. And as we replace that, I just see it being replaced with the energy of strength and power. And there's this realignment, almost as if the garden hose was kinked in a few different little ways throughout the conception vessel meridian. It's just unwinding now. And that conception vessel meridian running through the midline of our front body governs our primary feminine and all of its essences of nourishment, of nurturing. And as that unkinks here, there becomes an open pathway, in particular through the, oh, I forget the name of it, sea of blood, sea of something, just below the navel, that center, that energetic center that fuels this pelvis and its vitality. And then for the nerves of the pelvis themselves, we're running a body chemistry, a detox, as well as a body chemistry on microbes in general, just to balance the microbiome here. And as we clean house in this way, cleaning house, not just on that physical realm, but also what these represent metaphorically, perhaps for you at a mental, an emotional, or a spiritual, or all of the above levels. And as we do so, unhooking the belief system that pleasure is toxic. And there's almost this idea that life isn't allowed to feel good unless everything around me is also equally good or at peace. Or this idea that you have to be loyal or match or align to the energy in your environment. Not quite the right words, but that's the general gist of it. And as we work with that, we're actually linking into the liver and the lungs to support alike boundary energy for you to hold your own space regardless of what's out there. And as we do so, we're releasing betrayal, and it looks like through the family lines or within the family lines, this feeling of being betrayed by blood, by family. And that's coming off of the left side of the chest and shoulder, as well as through the blood vessels that feed the area just below your navel, that umbilical region. And as we release it through these areas, supporting healthy blood flow to that area just below the navel, as well as into the pelvis, And as we bring in healthy blood flow, blood representing our passion, think of this as bringing in a fresh wave of reignition of what jumpstarts your passions in life. And running up permissions here, I'm allowed to have joy. And the second one, I'm allowed to have pleasure. I'm allowed to have joy. I'm allowed to have pleasure. And the I'm allowed to have joy is more so for the left side of the pelvis, the feminine. And I'm allowed to have pleasure is more for the masculine side. And I just see that continuing to integrate with movement, with healthy movement, as you perhaps walk, even if you are, you know, just rocking side to side with your feet or your pelvis, or any other motion that supports that left-right balance in that way. And as that works, bringing in the Ayurvedic principle of Rajas, which is healthy movement, healthy physiology. In Ayurvedic science, they think everything goes through those three gunas, the three phases. And the Rajas is the middle one. Rajasic energy is very much about movement, healthy action. And from your essence of Rajas itself, which we could, in a word, sum up with physiology, off from your very physiology, unhooking the worry that you're not doing it right. Whatever the it is. And as we do so, releasing underlying that, the bioenergetic holding of being a failure, being a disappointment, of letting someone else down, that someone else might even be you. And that's coming off of a few areas. And to support that, we're going to run a cellular repair in all of these areas. I know this pattern didn't start with you. This is actually going back for fair ways, 12 generations. This feeling of being a failure, letting others down, being a disappointment. Through dad's side of the family lines, 12 generations back. And the areas that it seems to be showing up in this body mind, in this lifetime, in this present moment, are the spleen and the stomach and their meridians, which both process fear. The stomach tends to work more so on a conscious level, and the spleen more so on a subconscious level. And the third area is actually your Chung Mo meridian, which helps to replenish, much like the spleen does. It brings in nourishment, and as it lifts vertically upwards through the body with that nourishment, restoring and replenishing those regions as it goes, as it passes through the body, through the pelvis, the belly, the chest, the neck, head, and face. As we support cellular repair in these regions of the body, supporting in essence the capacity for you to, as you release this pattern through the family lines, reconfigure to healthy worry energy, or healthy, in another way said, healthy earth element energy, which helps to ground, helps to create change in a way that brings peace, helps to receive the essences of being present, of being here, and all the nourishment that comes via presence. And as we do this, releasing worry from now the taste buds themselves, and things that may have left a sour taste in your mouth, or anything other than sweetness, really. Any sort of things that may have happened that have left a sour taste, a bitter taste, or anything else. And as we do so, as we release that worry energy from those taste buds, opening up to have balance throughout the experiences of life, to taste the very fullness of it all, and to have that tempered with the capacity to take in that sweetness and the things that taste yummy to you. developing a healthy appetite for the sensuality of life, in another way said. And as this all comes around, we're linking into the sixth house energy, which is that of practical reassessment, helping the taste buds themselves to work with what is it they want to taste more of in life? What would be the thing that would bring in even more sweetness? Yeah, and as we support that all and orient your body to sweetness in life, it's linking one more time into the sixth house energy and going into the planetary sign that hangs out here, that of Virgo energy. And that Virgo energy is, God bless the Virgos, often very organized and attentive to details. And as we work with that energy of being attentive to those little pieces of what might bring in nourishment, helping with the Virgo energy to see the subtleties, the details, the little things that might have escaped your notice. And linking that all into 10th house energy with its role in outward self-expression. So now bringing in the essence of how can I act in a way that will also invite even more sweetness, even more via action, via outward self-expression. And it's being defined by the consciousness of asking for what it is you want, asking for your needs, asking for your desires. And that might even include, it might even include asking for help. And that might be a very general ask to the universe, creator, source, spirit, whatever the word may be. Or it might be very specific. I need your help with X, Y, or Z, whatever that may be. And we're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe however the body mind feels called to you in this moment. And as we support this all, we're going to integrate it by linking the jaw joints, or TMJs, to our back of our hip joint, the sacroiliac joint. And these alignment points, or reciprocal pairs, help to process the digestion of life, the taking in of life. And if you imagine your jaw is helping to take a bite out of life, and the hip joints is helping to release on the other end, the eliminate, what no longer needs to be here now that the digestion, now that the digestive process, pardon me, is coming to an end. So as we balance those reciprocal pairs, we need to do another one between the vomer in the nose, deep within the nose socket, and at the very base of the chest bone, the xiphoid, which helps to relax the ligament that runs on the top of the spine, the anterior longitudinal ligament. And in turn opens up the heart. So as the digestion happens, as the heaviness of life begins to lighten up in its load, the heart becomes lighter and able to open in a more feasible, sustainable way. And as that happens, simultaneously running hydration for a vomer, no socket bone, for the xiphoid, for the jaw joints, for the sacroiliac joints, for all those reciprocal points, and helping them to also be fluidly, dynamically responsive to the needs of the moment, so to speak. And to support that even further, on that back of the right hip, in that SI joint, there is, it feels almost like a brake, like when you slam your foot on the brake of your car, and you're like, eh, in that kind of posture. It is helping to rotate that hip out of that rocked back position, very technical, and bringing it more towards the top of the hip, more towards the front of the body, and the bottom of the hip more towards the back of the body into its more natural, optimal alignment. And as we support that through here, releasing the different muscles, tendons and ligaments, but notably the piriformis, which helps to stabilize or keep the hips on an even ground and not have, one hiking up more than the other, which is really supportive for people who are in the business of making a baby and wanting to get pregnant. So just extra intel. Just because you have your hips level does not mean you're more likely to get pregnant. Okay? Well, it kind of does, but it's not effective birth control just to keep your hips out of alignment, is my point here. So as you work with that all and finding even-keeled hips, working to support the even-keeled foundation that supports, as we mentioned, babies. But babies are just a metaphor for what is it you are wanting to grow in your life. What is it you are becoming pregnant with? It might be an idea, a thought process, a new awareness. It might be a new business. It might be anything that you're sort of gearing up towards. Maybe it's one of those new passions that we worked with a little bit earlier. And as we support this hip in unwinding, we're also releasing that idea of punishment through here. And releasing that through the various buttock muscles, which may have had some experiences with punishment in a variety of ways. Not just for this lifetime, but likely going back a fair ways. We're going to go back 12 generations. And as we support that, I just see the entire right leg being able to drop down a little bit more. We're going to run lymphatic drainage through the lymph nodes on this side of the body and support it in opening up. As it drains out those toxicities, those gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing pieces. And as that flows out through the system, that right hip gets to be a bit of a break still. As much as it's ready to let go, it'll open up. And as much as it's not quite ready to release those things that it might be hanging on to for good reason, for a really good reason, it'll stay back a little bit. So as you work with this, that may also become a dynamically responsive thing. There may be times where that right hip is just a little bit more open than others. As we support that, also working with the nerve that runs through here, the classic sciatic nerve through that back of the right hip, and releasing agitating thoughts, worry in a different form, agitating thoughts. And the worries about things that aren't necessarily all that close to home, but might very well be. So it might seem like it's really far away out there, but it may also have an impact here. What I'm dancing around a little bit is the news. Anytime we hear the news, and that might be very close and dear to our hearts, it may also be about a piece of news, about something that's really far away. And as we support this, just allowing the body mind to be able to digest what needs to be digested and not taking on more than it needs to. Sometimes those of us in this profession have a desire to save the world, so to speak. And that starts at home by saving ourselves. So just supporting that balance. If we see a difference between ourselves and the world, I suppose, should be in a caveat there. Okay, and as we support that all, aligning this right hip and in fact the right leg again into its essence of having a healthy stand and taking action that supports that. Beautiful. And then simultaneously into all of that, running one more cell repair. It is very much cellular repair day, restoring these cells back to their fullest potential of health. Again, going through the family lines, this time through mom's side. And this is working with the left hip now. supporting healthy receptivity in the left hip. As the right hip is able to stand and take action, the left hip is able to receive. And then throughout this entire foundation, throughout the hips, finding this balance of healthy action and healthy receptivity. And what if they could both happen at the same time and support one another as they did so? What if the body mind didn't have to choose? I'm acting, now I'm receiving. What if it could receive while it was acting? Well, what if it could embrace the action of receiving even more deeply? And as we bring these two into union in their own way, I just hear that Sanskrit expression that I mentioned earlier, Loka, Samasta, Sukhino, Bhavantu, may all beings be happy and free, loosely translated. And as this union occurs here in this way, doing one more emotional release of sadness, coming from now the center point, the midline of where the perineum, that space between either vagina or testes and anus is. And again, bringing in rajasic energy to support healthy, dynamic responsivity movements of energy through here, as well as through the acupuncture points that hang out here, including the beginning of that conception vessel meridian and the governing vessel 1 point that hangs that more towards the tailbone, and helping these to again be in flow to dynamically respond to its environment. And linking that once again into house number 6 for practical reassessment for health. And then aligning this entire pelvis with the septal region of our brain, which brings in bliss, well-being, also our center for orgasm. And as we work with the septal region, you actually have, in women anyways, in female bodies, we have 4 nuclei, and in male bodies, we have only 1 for that orgasm. And we're just supporting the healthy alignment. And again, you're catching the theme. Dynamic responsivity to the events at hand. And as we support those nuclei becoming more responsive, running the permissions, it is safe to feel this now. I can be with this now. And supporting the body-mind more so in taking out pleasure and well-being as it does so. And linking that septal region into the structure that's right next door to it, the corpus callosum that connects the left and the right, brings in union in its own way between the two sides of the brain. And as we support this corpus callosum connection, I actually just see the energy of Ganesh, the elephant god, which is both the placer and the removal of obstacles, sitting on top of the corpus callosum. And it's actually inviting any releases, any removals of obstacles. And as it takes it up, I actually see the elephant god sitting on a throne. And as it takes up the energy of obstacles, of releasing anything that's no longer required for the system, it just begins to dance in celebration, bringing in that essence of the homework from last week, the cultivation of celebration, to bring this in a way full circle, and then linking that up to the crown chakra, and very specifically governing vessel 21 point that hangs out roughly in the center of it, that governs all of our habit patterns. And supporting this uptake of union and pleasure as the celebration that it's meant to be in our human bodies. That we sometimes forget that things are actually allowed to feel really good in here, because we're often very much in alignment with our outer worlds and the outer events in those worlds. And sometimes the way that we can best support dealing with our external worlds or seeming external worlds is by gathering the resources of pleasure, of joy, of lightness within us as much as possible to take that outward. And as we do this, I see a pretty big emotional release of grief coming from the very crown of the head. And within this contains the sense of loss of that orientation towards celebration in our families, in our cultures, in our societies, in the world, in the modern world. And as we work with that, linking into house 12, house of releasing, of ending, of surrendering, of allowing life to flow through you, including all the parts that are good, are pleasurable, are joyful, are enjoyable. And I just see that defined by the energy of self-kindness. How kind can we be to ourselves? It's all linking into the right knee. And you know that expression, take a knee, and I must admit, I don't really follow the whole sports thing. I think you guys know that about me. I do know that there's something about the anthem and taking a knee and a big brouhaha, but I really don't remember the details of any of that. I'm pretty out of touch with it, I must admit. This isn't worse. This isn't really in alignment with any of that stuff. But this is more so the energy of take a knee to humble, to embrace humility. I see that almost like the energy of a proposal, you know, when they go down on one knee, it's a humbling, it's a softening, it's I bow to you moment. And this bowing to whatever we bow to, whatever the word is for that, or maybe there's a few things that you're cultivating humility towards right now. I see that as an opportunity for the right knee to release anything that's resisting that process and grounding into the earth below. And as it does so, circulating all those healthy resources that we mentioned earlier into the knee and the kidney meridian portion that runs through the knee. And although the kidney meridian is meant to be on the cooler side in a way, it's not meant to be frozen. And we're actually just releasing a little bit of frozen energy here. And for some of you, you might have gone too far into that humility piece. And on the other side of humility, one could argue the opposite of that might be dignity. And you can have both present in very healthy ways simultaneously. So as we work with this, inviting now the rise of the body to embrace dignity through the knee, and as it does so, releasing any fears that may be in the way of taking that in. And as you work with that, releasing the tendency to submit or play less than, or be inferior via the mechanism of feeling intimidated by, again, your seeming outer world. And as we release that via this knee, I just hear the knee go like, I'm really tired of having to accommodate things. I'm really tired of being accommodating. And as we release the tiredness, the exhaustion, releasing the beliefs underlying that pattern of being overly giving or overly accommodating. And as that releases, supporting that balance of humility and dignity even more so. Beautiful. Linking that now into the right knee, that is, into the foot, and I actually see both feet on the ground, You don't have to have your feet on the ground. I just see the feet on the ground, taking earth energy through that kidney one point and roughly the center of the sole of the foot. And as it does so, inviting in earth energy to uplift, earth energy to support that balance of humility and dignity without having to overgive, but instead being able to work with the energy of celebration. My dog took an epic jump off the massage table. We're still figuring out furniture placement. That's the noise that you may have just heard there. And as we work with that adventurous Charlie moment, the bringing the energy of celebration for being present on this earth. Bringing in the joy of getting to just simply be here and be alive. We're tapping this part out here, invitation to allow the body mind to connect to breath, however it may feel called to. We're just going to give that all 30 seconds to absorb, to download, to digest. And as you take that all in a way that works with your body mind, supporting it and breathing, however it may feel called to. And I just hear, much like a permission statement, the words, it's an honor to be here. And I see that it's going into the earth element and into the general honoring of the presence of this vehicle, this body. It's an honor to be here within this body. Linking now into the lymph nodes around the groin, which help to drain the legs. Linking them up to the master lymph node in the body, the spleen. And as we do so, releasing the worry of being in your body in a way that's somehow wrong, or the feeling of being like guilty for being in your body. And that includes and being in your body in a way that embraces sensuality and joy and pleasure. So as we support that release, we're simultaneously unhooking shame from those lymph nodes. And as that shame releases, there's shame here as well around being punished, feeling like you are wrong for the fact that somebody else punished you. That you invited that abuse, that punishment, that XYZ, pick your word here, and that you were wrong for inviting it. So, as we release that shame through here, running one more lymphatic drainage for the legs, the groin, the pelvis, including the buttocks. Basically, everything from our waist down. And as this lymphatic circulation runs, it's releasing not just shame, but also the essence or the energy of disgust and any sort of judgment that you may have placed on yourself in that vein of, or in that energy or that essence of disgust. And as that releases through here, unhooking a bundle of belief systems that aren't yours, never were. From the left iliopsoas, And in here is the energy of wanting to like score keep or keep track of all the things that you've done wrong in a way that you need to constantly remind yourself of. And this idea that you have to keep track of that to figure out how it is you feel about yourself at any given point in time. And here we're bringing in the consciousness of forgiveness, for I give to myself. My new favorite quote that I've learned a little while ago about forgiveness, I may have already said it to you guys, I'm loving it, is forgiveness. Forgiveness is the handshake after the game of right and wrong has been played. So on the other side of that scorekeeping, finding the energy of forgiveness as the handshake of reconciliation after the game of your internal right and wrong has been played. And as we bring in forgiveness, also bringing in the release of the underlying need to judge right or wrong within yourself in the first place. Whatever layers of that that are ready to go are releasing primarily off of the left jaw and the lower palate and the space between that jaw joint and that lower palate. So essentially, if we could follow that jawline. And within here, there's a branch of the heart meridian that goes up towards the face to bring expression, to bring affect. We don't wear our heart in our sleeves, we wear our heart in our face, another favorite expression. And as we work with that, bringing in that release through that heart meridian as well. And I see that coming off of very specifically within the heart organ itself, the mitral valve, which divides, I think we've talked about this area a little bit already in the last few sessions, the upper and lower chambers, the left atria and the left ventricle here. And then we're realigning the jaw and the hip through that entire side body connection via the gallbladder meridian in its essence, or one of its ways that it brings in stability. Yeah, making decisions and choices that continue to cultivate stability, bringing in healthy decision, healthy action. And unwinding through the back of the cervical spine around cervical vertebrae number 3, so pretty close to the top there. The piece of judgment. This is actually the concept that you have to judge yourself in the very first place. So it's like always looking, always trying to perceive judgments of right and wrong. And as we release that, perhaps letting ourselves off the hook just a little bit more, releasing self-criticism, and with it, the need to cultivate perfection underlying that as a way to be considered acceptable for others. And this is all defined by the consciousness of self-punishments. Quite a lot in here. As we release that, we're actually going to bring in circulation of all those same healing resources that we worked with earlier to the area. And very specifically supporting the flow of energy through our central channel, through our Sushumna in this region. And linking it into the ears, which help to process all the things that our kidney meridian is chewing on, all the layers of fears. And also bringing it into the mouth, the center of taste, the processing center of worry. Yeah. And one more piece here that it wants to link into is the eyes, the processing center of our liver, our gallbladder. Yeah. And as we work with this, unwinding through that back of the neck there. We're going to simultaneously link those three centers of sensuality, the ears, the mouth, the eyes, into conception vessel 17 that hangs out roughly in the center of the sternum and governs the yin of the yin, governs all things yin. And supporting perception of what nourishes you and being able to be drawn towards nourishing experiences. Supporting your senses and taking healthy action in this way. And linking that into a little bit of unwinding through the temporalis muscle that hangs out roughly on the sides of the head there. And as that unwinds, giving the sense of there's space here for you to cultivate that orientation towards sensuality. And linking that one more time into governing vessel 21 to actually cultivate a healthy pattern. And again, it's defined by the essence of celebration. Invitation to breathe in any way the body mind feels called to you in this moment. Giving that another breath or two to allow that part to land. I'm actually drawn to play the Loka Samastha song, and there's a version of it by, I never can say the name very well, Anand Mehrotra. A-N-A-N-D is the first name, the last name. Mehrotra, Mehrotra. So I invite you to stay right where you are with your attention, or if it's helpful, perhaps landing on that resource that we developed at the very beginning. Not developed, but that you noticed within you at the very beginning. And the song is actually a little longer, it's about 8 minutes or so. Thank you for being here. And thank you for all that you bring. Thank you for all of you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace.
Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings transcend suffering. May all beings experience great healing. May all beings realize the truth within their heart and be set free. May we heal as one. May we rise as one. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.
Sukhino Bhavantu.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for calling and receiving this work. All of my love. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'll stop the recording here.